Share with you out of the Gospel according to St. Luke, out of the fourth chapter. I'm going to read verses 16 through 21. Supporting scriptures this morning coming from John 14 and 26, Acts 2 and 4. We're going to have a jump around morning this morning. And the word going to jump. I may not jump, but the word will jump. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, we're going to see. The Bible reads in the Gospel according to St. Luke, found in the fourth chapter, beginning at verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." John 14 and 26 reads, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Then the Acts of the Apostles 2 and 4, "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." And he began to say unto them, "This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears." Based on those verses this morning, we used to thought a subject. Today could be your day. Today could be your day. Now, your through this might be different than my through this, but with the same God, you ought to be able to get through. You ought to be able to know that God will make some changes and God can do anything but fail. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. And I thank God for the choir this morning, lifting up the name of Jesus in song, sharing with us this morning that with God, I will get through this. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to turn around. But I'm going to trust God. I'm going to stay in the race. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. There are so many different things going on in the world right now. And every one of us, individually as well as collectively, we got some things that we need a little help with. And what we need to understand this morning is that we serve a God that is able to give us whatever help it is that we need. Whatever you might be going through this morning, you might be able to say along with the choir that I can get through this because I got God on my side. But how many of you know if you're trying to do it all by yourself? So many times we try to fix it with our own mind. We mess it up or make things worse than what they was in the beginning. But we learn how to sit back and let God have his way. God is in control and he knows exactly what he is doing. So I believe this morning that there comes a time we just got to trust God. Not what they say, but what God says. I'm still looking for they. They never show up. Somebody always coming to tell me what they say, but they don't tell me who they are. They ought to have some names. Hallelujah. And they ought to come up and speak up for themselves sometime. Hallelujah. Anybody got anybody talking to you about what they say? Well, I didn't come to tell you what they say. I'm not even going to tell you what I got to say. I'm going to tell you what God's saying to us this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Today could be your day. That could go in so many different directions. So we got to learn how to be patient. We got to learn how to get an understanding of what has been said to us. And then understand what we are faced with before we move forward. Because when we don't have a clear understanding, we can't make the right move. So when we trust God, when we know that he loves us and he cares for us and he will lead and direct our path if we allow him to. And I wonder this morning, are we just aware that it is a blessing just for us to be assembled here together in worship one more time? We are blessed by the Lord to be here, and we've been given an opportunity to share in his goodness. As we praise and magnify his name this morning, as we thank God for the testimonies and all the songs that have already been lifted to the word of God that has already been put before us. Today is one of those days for me that I need to be right here. You know how sometimes you just need to be in church. Sometimes you go to church, but sometimes you need to be at church. Anybody else need to be here this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. I need to be with the people I love. I need to be with you this morning. I'm humbled and I'm blessed to be able to stand here and to look at family, friends, and brothers and sisters, mothers, and elderly men that have blessed and prayed for us and have been in the midst of our lives. And it's just good to see you. It's good to be here. It's good to be seen by somebody. We've heard, and we know that it's a reality, testimony of how one minute you can be joking and playing, and the next minute you can be laid over dead. One minute you're in here and you're listening to me try to declare the word of God, and you could die right there on that pew. And all the preaching that is in me, I can't get you up off that pew. All the love that your family has for you, as sorry as they are that you passed, they cannot make you come back. So we need to be careful about not taking every day as a day of thanksgiving. We need to be careful about taking our lives for granted, because somebody didn't get up this morning. Somebody would like to have gotten up, but they just wasn't physically able. Somebody would love to be in the house of God this morning, but they don't have nobody to take time enough to dress them and to deliver them from A to B so that they could be in fellowship just one more time. And if you have loved ones that you know that want to go to the house of God and you don't take the time out, no time to try to help them along the way, shame on you, whoever you are. We are able-bodied folk, and we ought to know that it's a blessing to be here. But when you have gone through some things that you want to go, but your body won't allow you to go. There's nothing more devastating than to be laying in the bed and your mindset is that I want to be in fellowship this morning. I want to be there to sing my song. I want to be there to tell my testimony. I want to be there to tell somebody just how good God has been to me, because I've been going through some things, but every time I turn around, the Lord has been right there by my side. I've had this, that, and the other, but with God, I made it through that, I make it through this, and I'll make it through whatever is going to come my way. We got any folk in here that know how to make it? Yeah. You can't be so thin-skinned that everything come along just crush you. You got to learn how to deal with some things. You got to learn that everything is not going to go your way. And then you got to learn how to understand other folk. I want you to know that your coming this morning is not in vain, because today could be your day. Your day to get an understanding, your day to get deliverance, your day for peace of mind, your day of salvation, your day of personal manifestation of God's Holy Spirit. Whole lot of us, we heard about the Spirit of God. We've seen people react because we feel like they're in the Spirit, but we need to feel the Spirit for ourselves. Don't you know that the Spirit is something you ought not be afraid of? Because the Spirit is something that's going to comfort you. It's something that's going to keep you. It's something to remind you that God has not left you all by yourself. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be reminded every now and again that God is still right there. I'm glad to know that trouble don't last always, and I know that somehow or another you can make it. We got to learn how to encourage one another. We got to learn how to tell folk, hang in there. We got to learn how to tell folk, don't give up just because things are looking bleak. Don't give up because you're in a dark room and it seems like you don't see any light. But you got to understand that I don't see the light right now, but my light is going to shine. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this mess, but somehow or another, with God, I'm going to get through this. Anybody trying to make it through this morning, you got to understand that even the strong get weak sometimes. I don't care how strong you are. There are times when you realize that you need, if nothing else, you need the Lord. If you're honest with yourself, every now and again, you need your brother, your sister, your mama, your daddy, your somebody just to talk to you or just be an ear so that you can vent. Sometimes you don't have the answer for people. But a lot of times you all not have to try to have an answer. Just be a listening ear. Just be there to say that if you need somebody to talk to, you can talk to me. But don't be one of those folk that got such loose lips that they can't tell you nothing. See, it's one thing to have confidence to talk to somebody. But when I talk to Charles, if I'm talking to Charles, I want to talk to Charles. Charles ain't got no business on Facebook telling somebody what I told him. I'm going to try to help somebody in here this morning. Because today could be your day to back up off Facebook and look at what God is saying in the book. We can't eat our dinner for keeping up with what's going on in somebody else's life. And you got to be checking somebody else's thing out because you already know what's going on in your own life. We took a good thing and messing it all up. And that's another story for another day. But there's someone in here that needed to hear that. I don't know whether it's going to help you or not, but I said it. There are things that we are going to have to go through. There are going to be moments and even days sometimes when even the strong are going to be weak. And the old saints of old used to say, this too will pass. That, you know, we got to understand that wherever you are right now, that's not where you have to be. And you could be in a good place right now. But don't get so comfortable in your good place, because if you're in a good place, the enemy is really trying to pull you from where you are. And if you're in a bad place, the enemy is trying to put stumbling blocks in your way to hinder you from getting to that good place in life. So you got to watch the enemy. The Bible says you got to always be watching and praying. Because I want to let you know that even sometimes those that love you will stab you in your back. Those that love you will look the other way when you know that you need a helping hand. So don't get bent all out of shape just because somebody's not there when you need them. I know somebody that will never, ever forsake you. He'll always be there, whether it's early in the morning or late in the midnight hour. David said in the 118th Psalm, this is the day which the Lord God has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. If truth be told, everybody ought to have a day of thanksgiving. Despite where you are, you ought to be faced with the opportunity that I just want to tell God, thank you. I want to tell God that I thank you, Lord, that I'm still here. I thank you, God, because you're such a mighty good God. You've been doing things all of my life. And, Lord, I just want to hold on to see what the end's going to be. I found out that I got to stay in the press. I got to trust and I got to believe. We got to pray that God will do what nobody else can do. And as you begin to watch and pray, then you know that things are always going to happen. You got to understand that there are some things that are going to happen in your life that are beyond your control. But did not the Bible teach us that in this life, ye shall have trials as well as tribulations? In society, there are those that would say everybody gonna have their day. Have you had your day? Or are you still waiting on your day? Then it depends on what kind of day you're talking about. What kind of day are you looking for? Are you looking for a day to be in fellowship with God? Are you looking for a day to be delivered from all of your pressures in life? Are you looking for that day when there's not going to be any trouble, any crying, any heartache? That's not going to be until the Lord comes. While we're living on this side of life, you're going to have good days and bad days, ups and downs. You're going to have everything running smooth 1 minute, and all of a sudden, bumps are going to get all in the road. Yeah, anybody ever been going down the road? If you don't keep your eyes on the road, there might be a pothole somewhere. And once you hit the pothole, then you know your tires are all messed up. So you got to watch where you're going. When you're in unfamiliar territory, you got to always keep an open eye. And always know that God is right there by your side. We got to know that our day is going to come no matter who we are. Seasons are going to happen in our lives. We know that seasons come and seasons go. There's a time for all things. In life, we experience seasons all the time. But we got to understand that the right thing to do is to do the right thing. Uphold the golden rule. Doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. The word of God tells us, be not weary in your well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if ye faint not. So that lets me know that I'm going to have a season that things are going to work out for my good. I'm going to have a season where I got to go through some trials and tribulations. I'm going to have some seasons where trouble is going to be on every hand. But I thank God that I also got some seasons where there's joy, unspeakable joy. See, too many times the people of God dwell on the negative things and on the bad things in life. But you got to let some of those things go. You got to learn how to use some of those things as stepping stones and get up on top of them. Don't let it be a stumbling block, but step up on it and say, I'm going to make it somehow, some way. I know that everything is going to work out to my good because, why, I love God, and I know that if I call on the name of Jesus, the Bible says anything that I ask in his name, if I trust and believe that he will do what I ask him to do. Is anybody in here asking God for anything this morning? Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Today is a good day for you to praise God. Today is a good day that you know that no matter how tough things get, all you got to do is hang in there. You're trying to do the right thing, do the right thing. Don't quite make it, you still got to keep on trying. You can't give up just because you make a mistake. You can't give up on God just because you don't have all of the answers. None of us got all of the answers. I don't care how long you've been saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost. I don't care how long you've been a Bible student and been studying the Word of God. There are some things in this Word that you don't know. But the Lord God will allow you to live long enough to go through some things that will help you along the way. Today, I'm going to try to paint a picture for some folk. And for others, I'm going to build a spiritual foundation so that you have a basis of where the thought of our message is coming from. Because when we say today could be your day, it's such a broad area. A lot happens in the course of a day. Now, we look at days as 24 hours. Word of God tells us that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. So that lets me know that our days are not like his days. But we need to stay on our days right now because there's something we don't even understand about our days. So we definitely don't want to mess with what he's talking about without him because he's in control of that. But now when we look at our day starts for some early in the morning before the sun even rises. There are many of you, whether you got a job or not, 4, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning, you already alert, you're already awake, you already been talking to God, you already been talking to your companion, you're already getting your day started. But then there's that individual that is 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning, but they hadn't had one wink of sleep. They've laid there all night long wanting to go to sleep, but situations and circumstances and happenings have their minds so crowded that they just cannot drift off to sleep. Have you ever noticed how sometimes when you get like that and for some reason or another, God will allow you to just get a little nap in and you get that nap in and all of a sudden, dog, if you're not dreaming about what you've been thinking about because your mind has been so preoccupied that it is overwhelming and you can't get rid of it even as you try to slumber and sleep. Then there are times when you wake up and you say, Lord, I thank God that I was just dreaming. I thank God that I wasn't where I thought that I was. Everything is all right because I'm looking and I see some familiar surroundings. Good thing to be in your own house sometime because you better not wake up somewhere you got no business. We look. Let us look at this text this morning, then we're going to move on. The Bible lets us know that in this fourth chapter of Luke, Jesus, the Son of Man, begins his public ministry. The Bible said Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. So everybody was talking about this man called Jesus. He taught in the synagogue, being glorified of all, because every time the Lord opened his mouth, he talked with authority and power. So anybody that heard his words was drawn in and they wanted to hear just a little bit more. You know how every now and again you really get onto the word of God and the preacher may be going and going and all of a sudden he or she just quit and you wanting a little bit more. That's the way Jesus was. When Jesus talked, we always ought to want a little bit more. Bible say he came to Nazareth where he was brought up, and the custom was he was familiar with when he got to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, he stood up for to read. There was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Now Jesus is speaking now. He said, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. So he gave me an opportunity to share the good news to the poor. He sent me to heal those of us that are brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set free those that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. The Bible said, then Jesus closed the book, gave it to the minister in charge, and he sat down. But as Jesus read from the scroll, the power of God's voice entreated them to a place where they really heard what thus said the Lord. So the Bible declares that they fastened their eyes on him. So when Jesus sat down, everybody was looking at him as if to say, Lord, is that all you're going to say today? But he began to say unto them, this day, get this, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. So now, that's how I came up with the thought. Today could be your day. Today, that day was their day because they heard what Jesus said. And so the Bible said that if you heard it in your ears and you believe the words that I have said, then this scripture comes real to you today. You see, the word of God is just the word of God until it becomes a part of you. Or until you believe exactly what the word of God is saying unto you. So we got to understand that here we have Jesus talking to the people of God, letting them know that everything is going to be all right because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
because he has anointed me to preach the good news, that he anointed me to heal those that are brokenhearted. So we got some folk in here that are really going through. All they had to do was believe that the Messiah was exactly who he said that he was. We got to know that it was prophesied by Isaiah a long time ago. Jesus said that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. But now we know that for us as believers, as students of God's word, Jesus says in John 14 and 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Now, we got to understand that when we read the word of God, we can't leave out certain words sometimes because it'll change the context of what the word of God is saying. So the Bible said the Comforter, talking about the Holy Spirit, which he said, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Jesus is speaking. So the Father is going to send the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. And he shall teach you all things and bring all things back to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you. So the Spirit of God allows you to remember the Word of God. And when you remember the Word of God, then you can help somebody else along the way. God's Spirit is our keeper and our helper. It's a leader and a sustainer, not only to the disciples, but to anybody that will listen and believe. But when Jesus began to say this, it saddened them for the fact that he was going to leave them. Don't you know when you have Jesus right there by your side, everything seems to be all right. But now they're hearing the word from Jesus himself. I'm getting ready to leave you. But the good thing is that he comforted them with the words because he said, I'm going to send you a comforter. And that comforter will be able to take care of you. Anybody know anything about the Comforter? Anybody know anything about the power of the Holy Ghost? Do you know this morning that God will do exactly what he said that he was going to do? You better trust the power of a mighty God. The Bible said when he had said this, he showed us to himself because the Lord our God did exactly what he said he was going to do. He went to Calvary, he died, but he got up with all power in his hand. And after he got up with all power in his hand, the Bible declares that he went and showed himself unto the disciples. The Bible says he said unto them, I want to show you my hands and I show you my side. The disciples were glad when they saw that he was the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. For my Father has sent me even as I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them. Hallelujah, and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Anybody in the house this morning realize that you need power of the Holy Ghost? I just stopped by to let you know that if you don't know anything about the power of God, you better find out something about the Holy Ghost. For the Holy Ghost power will lift you up. It'll make everything turn around for your good. Anybody in here know that the Lord our God realized that they could not do anything without the power of a mighty God. For the Lord God told them on one day that I'm going to soon leave you. But after I leave you, I'm going to leave something to take care of you. And I want to know this morning when you found out about the power of God. And God said that his word is everything that we need. Anybody know that when God breathed on the disciples, they realized that I got the Holy Ghost now. But the Lord God said, but you won't have the real power until I send it down from up above. I got to be ascended up into the heavens. And when I get up in the heavens, I'm going to send my power down. I stop by to tell somebody that after Jesus got up out the grave with all power in his hand, he began to let the disciples know, you don't have to worry about what you're going through because I've been anointed to preach the gospel. I've been anointed to heal the brokenhearted. I've been anointed to set the captive free. And because I set you free. When I found out that I didn't have enough power, I heard the word of the Lord God say that on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost was fully come, now God is getting ready to send his power. Anybody want that power? Do you want the power of the Holy Ghost? If you got a problem in your life and you need something to fight off the enemy, you need the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, suddenly there came a mighty wind rushing down, and it filled the house where they were. They appeared unto them cloven tongue like as a fire and set upon them, and they received the Holy Ghost. When they got full of the Holy Ghost, everybody began to speak in another man's tongue. Don't you know God will do what nobody else can do? When the Holy Ghost power comes, you better hold on and hold out, because something about the Holy Ghost will help you make it through your trouble time. Something about the Holy Ghost, when you're down on the bed of affliction, you can say, my God is a doctor, for he healeth all of my diseases. I believe in the word of God, because when he brings back to my remembrance, by his stripes, I've been healed, I've been delivered, I've been set free. I got joy down on the inside. And I want to know this morning, is there anybody in the house that love God with all of your heart? Don't you know this morning, today could be your day. If you want to get out of a mess you're in, trust the power of a mighty God. Get out of your comfort zone. Let God be God all by himself. When God looked down on you and he see a wretch undone. But I want to thank my God. When I fall down in the dirt, I look up to the hills, and I know that's where my help comes from. And as long as I got the Lord on my side. Have you got God on your side? Somebody ought to say, yeah. Anybody know that the Lord will do what nobody else can do? Is anybody in the house standing in need of a blessing? If you want more power, the Bible says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power unto salvation. I got power to move on forward. I got power to hang in there. I got power to tell the devil he's a liar. The devil gonna try you. The devil gonna hit you. Might even knock you down. But get back up. Hold your mute. Tell the Lord, I'm glad that you're still by my side. I'm glad that I belong to the power of a mighty God. Today could be your day. Don't let your neighbor, your daddy, your mama, your uncle, your aunt get between you and your God. Because what God has for you, it is for you. Trust the power of God. Today is your day, if you want it to be. If you don't know anything about this spirit, I want to help you a minute. That spirit I'm talking about, when I don't feel like going, I go on anyhow. That spirit I'm talking about, allow me to look at my hand and realize that my hand look new, not because of what I done, because I can see the blood of the Lamb. If it wasn't for the blood, we'd all be lost this morning. But what a mighty God we serve. The Bible said he had done marvelous things, and he's still doing some great things in all of our lives this morning. Today could be your day. Your day to stop crying. Your day to stop being so worried about the naysayers and the daysayers. And just believe that God said that I would be there. I would never leave you. I understand that you got some issues. You got some situations. Let me tell you something. Wearing this robe don't exempt you from having issues and situations. Every one of us in here need the Lord. You better be mindful to not take your days for granted. This is the day that the Lord has made. And you can't rejoice when you're so burdened down. But somebody need to lighten your load. The Bible says, lay aside every weight. Talking about that gut. I ain't talking about nowhere else you may have fat on your body. Sometimes you don't like the fat. That's all right. Sometimes I didn't like being skinny. But now that I'm getting fat, I'm not going to stop eating. So if I'm fat, I'm fat. I was at a function last night. They said, you so smooth. You look so small. I said, you see this vest? It's full of me. All you got to do is bump up to me. And you see, I got some here. You can't see it in the road. But I got some here. Don't be ashamed of who you are or what time had brought to you. Some things you could have changed. Some things it is what it is. I don't care how many folk tell you what you ought to do. You know your body. It is what it is. The only way that this can be your day is you got to speak up for yourself. You got to step out on faith. You got to trust and believe that everything that God said is true. He loves us. His son died for us. And because of that, today is a day of thanksgiving. Jesus said, as he talked with his disciples, said, this day, this scripture have been fulfilled because of what you've heard in your hearing. And what the Lord was saying was, when Isaiah prophesied about me over 2,000 years ago, that one that he was talking about, I am he. And so, because of jealousy, envy, and hate, they wanted to run, and actually they didn't want to, they ran him out of town. But that's all right. He still had all power in his hands. And then how many of you know that they couldn't run him off if he didn't want to go? So much in life is only by God's will. For there are things that we have been subjected to just so we could see the power of God move in our lives. If you have never been on the bed of affliction and felt God's healing hand, how can you tell somebody that God will heal you? When you know it may be a different situation, but there's nothing that God can't do.